Master, and he is here now.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Joseph. All right. Matthew, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. It's Friday. Looking forward to the boxing match tomorrow. It's going to be interesting. So I don't know if you're into boxing, but I want to see Crawford and Canelo. So, yeah.
I don't really follow it.
Okay. No worries.
I'm more of a hockey guy.
Hockey, okay, yeah, that's more physical right there, to be honest. There's more action sometimes in hockey. All right. Well, I know that you were, you were speaking to CJ, we call him CJ, and he put a couple notes for me here. He did mention you're the owner of the business, MK Electric, and then I think you did mention that you're able to take on more business, right, more customers?
Correct.
Okay, great. So what we do here, we work with exclusivity. So once we work with one electrician in the area, we can't work with anybody else that does what you do. So we are looking to fill a position today, and once we do find that adequate company that's willing to take on more business, has positive reviews, then we can definitely help you program your company in for the keyword. So essentially the way that this would work is that when people are typing in electrician or electrical panel or any of the services that you offer when it comes to electrical work, we make sure that you come up on Google, right? And we're really hyper-focused on that first page. Why? Because that's where 80 to 90% of the decisions are made, right? When people are looking for services, people don't go to the second, third, or fourth pages. People just make decisions based upon, who's available, reviews, right? They look at websites and, they make their decision based upon those key factors, right? So a couple questions for you just to get you some accurate pricing. As far as the business, do you guys have a website like a www.mkelectric.com?
No.
No? Okay.
No, not yet.
Okay, have you thought about having a website at all or, thinking about for the business?
Yes, I have. Still in the process of creating one.
Okay, and then are you paying anybody for it right now or not quite yet? You're just like just thinking about it?
Just speaking about it.
Okay, no worries. So if you were to move forward with something like this today, I'd be able to include a website at no additional cost. So what the website would obviously do for you is, I'm pretty sure you have before and after pictures, or you can list some of the services that you have, put YouTube videos, and people can schedule you directly from the website. So just to give you an example, the way that this would work, right now I'm typing it into the Google Analytics, and for example, the people that are coming up on Google are the following companies. You let me know if you know any of these, right? We got PG Electric. We got Good Now Electric, Josh Lafiere, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that, LeBue Electric, we got B2 Electric LLC, Twin Electric, we got Corey, JH Electric, Pumping Volts, that's funny. Do you know any of those companies in your area? Smart Electric, First Choice.
Yep, I know. Yep. Good Now Electric, B2 Electric, Twin Electric,
okay,
and Corey Electric.
Gotcha. So that's just an example of the companies that are being listed and found on that first page of Google. And these companies are really taking advantage of those calls that are going directly or the searches that are being done in the area. And that's where we have exactly where we have a listing available. So you'd get programmed in for the keywords, which is obviously the services you offer. And then once again, whether it's electrical, I don't know if you're doing like any EV charging stations. You are, I think you are. Okay. So we'll be able to program you for that as well, right? And then also, are you willing to travel a little bit further for clients?
I'd say about 50 miles.
50 miles? Okay, so I'll put some more analytics here so just to give you more exact numbers. Yeah, so we can get you programmed for 50 miles. This would include the website. And then also, as far as online presence, do you have anything else online as far as marketing for the company, maybe like a Facebook business profile or anything like that?
Yep, I have a Facebook profile,
nice.
A Yelp profile.
Good. Okay. Well,
and I'm currently on Angie's list.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So yeah, well, I do see those listings. I did deep search on that. Okay. So you got a Yelp listing. Okay. And then a Facebook. Okay. So one of the things that we also run with, we're a Meta partner as well. And one of the things that we include in our packages are Facebook retargeting ads. So I don't know if you've ever experienced where you're doing a search for, let's say you're shopping on Amazon or you're just searching for anything on Google, and then all of a sudden that thing that you were searching will populate on your social media feed. Has that happened to you?
Yes.
Yeah, right, okay. So those are retargeting ads, and those are ads. So if people are looking for electrical work on Google, or they just search, or even it's actually tied up to the voice-activated searches. So, like, you know, Amazon Alexa, they pick up on anything. So once they pick that up, it generates a retargeting ad that goes to people's Facebook feed. So the more that your company shows up to relevant customers, the better it is, right? It's good that you also have a Yelp listing, because what we do with the Yelp listing, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Yelp partnered up with Apple, and Apple Maps is tied up with like Yelp reviews. So that's something that we can also incorporate and get you listed on the Apple Maps section as well. That would be tied into like the Yelp and stuff. So that's definitely another really good source of marketing as well. And then the last thing that we would do for your business is get you found on Bing, which is another search engine, not as big as Google, but people still use that. It's programmed through the Microsoft computers and so forth, right? Now, let me ask you a question. As far as, you know, clients, like, what do you really want to focus on when it comes to, you know, what kind of clients are you focusing on, and what are some of the cities that you really want to target when it comes to something like this?
Focus on the residential side of electrical. Major cities is anywhere around the Portland, Maine area.
Okay. All right. I'm just putting that. Okay. So here's a couple things I can do for you, right? So as far as pricing, so everything that we do here is month to month. There's no contracts, right? If you have, you know, other, you know, services like Home Advisor, Angie's, I mean, they're the same thing, right? I think they're owned by the same company.
Yeah.
That's all good, right? That's great. And I see that you do have some reviews, which people are talking really good about your work. We got, I think, Olivia, Bruce, Christopher, Joe, Peter, and then Rachel. And that's really good because people want to see those good reviews. You know, the fact of the matter is what's essential for a business is having that established online presence, right? So having a Google business profile, getting verified through Google, getting optimized for the keywords so that way you're ranking among your competitors, so that way you can get, you know, those calls going to you directly. Having your website so people can feel a little bit more comfortable of who you are and who they're going to do business with, and then having online exposure all over the other directories that we mentioned as well. So I could do a few things for you. Everything we do here is month to month. There's no contracts, right? That's the best part about this. And then also we give you a tracking and reporting system. So Matthew, you'll be able to see exactly what's going on with your campaign. It's not like we're gonna, you know, just say, hey, we'll put you on the first page. Good luck. We'll see how things go next month. We actually have a Splash Call app, which is our app through iPhone or Androids, and you can track everything that's going on with your campaign, right? So clicks, calls, jobs that turn into sales, right? Everything, all right? And you'll be able to pinpoint exactly what's working for the business and what's not. So since you have a listing on Yelp, which is good, you have a listing, a business Facebook page, I could do something for as far as the price and the setup fee. So usually our prices are pretty high. It's $5.99, and there's a $2.99 setup fee because we have to program you in, purchase your domain, get you all optimized so that way you're ranking. That's the number one key priority here is to rank. I can waive $200 off your setup fee since you have those two things established already. We would have to purchase a domain and get you going on Google, so get you PIN verified. I'd keep it at $99 there, and then I can get you in at $2.99 every single month. So the initial investment you would be looking at for something like this to get started today would be $398 for the first month, and then it would be $299 every single month after that. And that would be a month-to-month service. Once again, no contracts. So that way you could see how well this is going to work for you, right? As far as the clients, how many clients would we have to bring you in to offset a cost like that a month?
You talking like on a weekly basis? How many clients?
Yeah, weekly, monthly, daily. Yeah, just a rough estimate.
I'd say if I could get 10 clients out of it a week, then it'd be worth my while.
Got it. Okay. So the reason why I'm saying this is right now, I just pulled up some stats. In the past 30 days from August 12th to September 12th, which is today, in a 50-mile radius, there was 1,213 searches for electrician done in the past 30 days, right? So I'm not saying you're going to receive 1,213 phone calls, but, you know, if you can capitalize on a percentage of those calls, you know, it's something that definitely it would be able to pay for itself, right? And the companies that are taking advantage of are just B2 Electric, PG, Corey, right, GoodNow. Those companies are being listed on Google, and, I mean, they stay there because they have good reviews. They see good results, and they're working with a partner similar to ours, to us. So we're a Google Premier partner, and we can get you up in ranking in a very short amount of time, right? So as far as, you know, the price point, you know, at the $398 and then $299 every single month after that, 10 clients a week would definitely not be an issue, especially when the searches are being done for the services you're offering. And the good thing is that you have a service that's good all year round, especially in the winter. It you know, people are always looking for electricians, whether something goes out with their, you know, heating or anything, you know, you could be able to take a look at the wiring. It's something that's going to be profitable all year round, right? So, you know, at $398 to get it started and $299, I mean, I think that'd be, you know, good to give it a shot, right?
So you're saying $398 today to get it started.
Mm-hmm.
And then $299 every single month.
Yeah, so it would be $398. So there's a $99 setup fee, and that's to get you programmed in. And then every single month it would just be $299, right? So once again, what it's going to entail is...
And will that get me on Google?
Yeah, go ahead.
Will that get me on the first page of Google today?
Oh, no. So if anybody's telling you that they can get you on Google today, they're delusional. No, nobody can do that. Doesn't take one day. So the process, what it would do, here's how the process works. Google needs to verify that you're an actual business, not an AI bot or a robot, right? You see what I mean? So they have to do what's called a verification, right? So they do a verification through a couple different ways. They either do in the mail to send you a postcard with 5 digits, 6 digits, depending on the area. They do a voice or just a phone call, right, just voice verification. Or they do a video. You have to send them a video of, you know, your work tools, maybe a business card, license, insurance, if you have that, or work van, right? Or they can verify you through a video call. So there's different ways to get you verified. Whoever tells you they can get you on Google the same day, it's impossible. No, nobody can do that. It doesn't work that way. It does take some time, right? It doesn't like happen overnight. It does take, you know, getting you PIN verified. So that's the first step. And then from there, it's getting you optimized. All those companies that you know, the competitors you have, I guarantee 1,000% that nothing was done in one day. So yeah, we want to be very transparent with you that doesn't work that way. It needs programming to get you on that first page.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's fairly quickly, since we're a Google Premier channel partner, we've been in business for 20 years. Industry standards, just so you know, can take 3 months to 6 months to get you optimized. That's way out there. The faster you are, you know, proactive in the campaign, meaning getting, you know, verified through Google and then also being responsive to, you know, phone calls and text messages and technicians, the faster it'll go. I've seen people up there as little as, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, right, tops. But once again, it just depends on your involvement and, you know, and you being, proactive in the campaign as well. The people that kind of prolong the verification process and then they say, hey, you know, what's going on? I'm not on the first page. And, it's going to take a little while to get you there. But also, you know, it's a two-way street, right? We definitely need your cooperation to get you there as well.
So how long would you say roughly it would take to get me there?
Great question. So if you are, once again, proactive, we get you PIN verified. So here would be the next steps, right, that we understand. What we would do is we would create a profile for your business, meaning I would ask you basic questions of hours of operation, as far as the keywords you want to be listed for. We'll get you the areas that you really want to hyper-focus on. Once we do that, then we submit a verification request for Google, okay? That call, it's going to be with one of our onboarding technicians. That call can be later on this afternoon or even this evening, or afternoon, yeah. And that call could take anywhere from 30 minutes to 45 minutes. They're going to reach out to a Google rep and get you verified. So once again, depending on what verification process they want to go through, depending on the area and the industry, so those are two things. Then at that point, you know, to get you verified, it might take up to 2 weeks, right? So that would be a realistic time frame. As far as your website, you know, we say 7 to 14 days. Usually it's on the shorter end to get your profile optimized and everything for Facebook and your ads. That's going to take another 7 days. So, you know, I would say about 2-3 weeks tops, right, to fully get you optimized and ranking.
Okay. And now, what is your, say if it doesn't end up working out for me, what's your cancellation policy?
Oh, great question. So everything's month to month, no contracts at all whatsoever. So you could cancel at any time. There's no questions asked. We don't charge you a cancellation fee, any of that. You know, that's one of the requirements that we have as a Google Channel partner to make sure that you have this service free willingly, right? So we're not asking for marriage. We're just asking you to give us an opportunity. If you were to cancel, you can cancel. All we ask is for you to call us three business days before the next billing is due, and that's it. We cancel your account. So there's no cancellation fees or any of that. And then the best part about it, too, is if you were to cancel the services, let's say down the line, just hypothetically 3-4 months down the line, and you've had enough business, whatever the case is, right, you still are the owner of your Google Business profile. So you're still going to have a stronger online presence no matter what, right? So, you know, companies like Bell and then like TRB and, you know, Pumpin' Bowls, JH, and the companies that we named, Corey, right, the companies, you know, those companies are already well established. So I don't know if you notice a couple things that they have. They have three things going on for themselves. Number one is that they have a website. Number two, they have good star ratings or reviews. And then the other thing they do have is they are receptive and they're being attentive to phone calls. Google doesn't want any company that's 4 stars and under on the first page of Google, and they want people to be proactive in their campaign, meaning you have to answer the phone calls from the clients, right? That's going to be a major key factor. So those companies are well established and they're getting a lot of business from being on Google. And they're paying someone on a monthly basis to keep them up there. There's no way you can rank on Google without having, you know, an SEO company doing the work for you. You can have a Google Business profile, but that doesn't really do you any well unless you're being optimized and programmed, right? That's how you're going to get ranking on the first page of Google. So, yeah, you would just answer the question, you would cancel, and you would still keep your Google Business profile. Matter of fact, I'm going to send you a quick text message right now. You receive text messages on this phone, on this number, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to send, so you could probably put me on speaker, and I'll show you exactly what kind of website. So we would have the website done fairly quickly. I see that you have a logo with the MK and then like two power cords, right? Or plugs.
Yep. The lightning bolt inside the K.
Lightning bolt. Yeah, that's pretty. I like it. It's pretty unique. I like it. Okay. Yeah. So we. Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's simple, but it's like, I don't know. The bolt with the K just kind of like, I don't know, makes it stand out. So I like it. It's not. There's some logos that are just out there. It's like, man. So. And,
right.
And MK, does that stand for your first and last name, Matthew Kelly, right?
Yes.
All right, cool. Yeah, there you go. So I'm going to send you this website. Hi, I love it. Yeah, I mean, most people overthink a lot of stuff when it comes to, like, logo creation, but when you keep it simple and you just, you know, like, stick to what works, you know, it's much better that way. So I sent you a text message right now, and then you could see the type of website that we can do for you. This is a template, obviously. So with the website, people can schedule an appointment from the website. People can see the different services. So each service dropped on the service drop-down, like solar installation. These are just examples, right? Breaker box and stuff. It'll have its own unique description, too. People can leave you a review directly from your website, so that's another good tool. Plus, we're going to give you a link where you can message your clients to leave your review. And that's one thing I suggest strongly is if you have past clients or even friends and family, because Google's not going to go in there and check every review, right? So one of the tricks that I tell my clients to do to get reviews faster is, you know, friends and family, you know, you probably done some work here and there for them, right? So they can start leaving reviews, and then boom. That'll start racking up some more online presence, and then it'll help you with your ranking as well. So that's the website that we can do for you. And then I'll send you our normal pricing. So quick question, are you licensed and insured or not yet?
Yes, I am. Both.
You are? Okay. Fully licensed and insured. Okay. So the reason why I ask that is because, you know, a program that you can also upgrade in the near future that can it's super beneficial. It's like the best service that Google has. I don't know if you ever heard of Google Guaranteed or local service ads from Google.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so Google Guaranteed is a very special program that is by far, I mean, killing Home Advisor and these Angie's, Porsche, and Thumbtack, and House, and all these other kind of pay-per-leave services. So Google Guaranteed, there's four requirements for it, but it's something that's like it's amazing. What Google Guaranteed does, it's guaranteeing your customers that you're a licensed and insured legitimate company, and they're going to back you up to $2,000 from their own money in insurance. There are four requirements to qualify for that program, and that includes having a background check. So Google wants to make sure that you don't have any anything major on your background within the last 7 years, like any murders, felonies, any major robberies, right? Any crazy like that stands out. If you have, you know, DUI misdemeanors, that's fine, right? So they also require that you do have your license and insurance, which, you know, you just mentioned you do have. And then the last thing they do require is second to last, that you are a U.S. citizen, you have a social security number, so you just want to make sure you're an American, right? they don't want anybody that's not like, you know, not from the country, no disrespect or whatever, but you know, they want to make sure you're here legally. And then the last thing they would ask for, from the background check, yeah. So the liability, let's see what kind of insurance it would ask for. Give me 1 second. I'll tell you exactly what, looking at Google's background or back office. What kind of insurance do you have right now? Is it like a 250?
Great question.
Mm-hmm.
I think it covers me up to $1 million or so.
Okay, gotcha. All right, yeah, so they're looking for a minimum of $250,000 in general liability, And then they are, you either have to have a Maine State Master's Electrician license or a Journeyman Electrician license.
Okay, because I am I'm a limited electrician, so I'm just limited to residential up to 200 amps.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, and that should not be an issue. But just to give you a heads up, that paper lead program, it's $20 per qualified lead, and they do require a minimum of 13 leads to start that program. So you're looking at a cost of a budget activation of $348 for the Google Guarantee program. And that's something that we can also offer. That package right there starts at $549 to start off with. Because there's a $250 application fee for it. So $549 for the first month, and then it would be $299 plus you would have to pay for every lead, or 13 leads for the month once that's activated. So that's something that you can do down the road. In order to do that program, you are required to have a Google Business Profile with at least 5 verified reviews. But I'm pretty sure you can get that fairly done quickly, you know. That's another option you have, which is the Google Guarantee. So so the two packages is the Google Guaranteed program. That's $549 to start today, and then it would be $299 every month, and then it would be $348 for the leads. So that would be the cost for that. And then you have the package that I first offered was the $398 today, and it would be $299 every single month after that. So that's to get you in the local map section. And it's to get you your Facebook, retargeting, your website, all that. So those are the two programs that you would be able to qualify for Google Guaranteed as well. So, you know, that's what we can do for you in getting you up on Google. You know, it's fairly quickly to get you up there, especially if you have, you know, everything in hand, and it's simple. There's a lot of clients that I've dealt with in the past 7 years. It just take a long time, man, just to be honest. It's like, hey, you know, you paid for the service. Let's get you verified. Like, we just need these, you know, bits of information to get you verified through Google. But they're busy, and it's just, I understand you get busy, but it's going to take you 5 minutes to get that information over, right? So those are the people that take a while to get verified, and it's just, it's a little frustrating. But if you were to get everything in place, then that would be, you know, a walk in the park right there. So what package do you feel would be best for your business, the 398 or the 549 with the Google Guaranteed leads?
I think the 398.
Yeah, so what you can do is we can start you on the 398 package, and then, so this is the cool part, right? So once you get Google PIN verified and once you start ranking and start seeing results, you can always upgrade to Google Guaranteed. All you would have to do is pay the application fee, and once you get approved for that service, the application through Google, then you would pay that activation budget for those leads. That would be 13 leads at $348. And then just to give you a heads up, there's only 3 people doing Google Guaranteed in your area, which is good. So it definitely a huge plus right there. So if you would want to upgrade to that package later down the road after like the first or second month, you can most definitely do that. But the one that is at $398 and then $299 every single month after that, to start you going, get you on the map section, get your Google PIN verified, get your website up and running, get your Facebook retargeting ads, get you connected with Apple Maps, and then get you on Bing. That's the way to go to start off, and then we can always upgrade you to the other package at any time. So, now as far as the number, like this number, I see you have 2 numbers. Is it 20776 or 749-3199? Is that the number that you want on Google? Is that like you want people to call you there? Or I see another number that you have.
Yeah, that's my number.
Okay.
What's the other number?
I think you have another. There's another number. I think Yelp has a tracking number for you. Did you create that Yelp listing, or did Yelp create it for you?
I think I created it. It was a while ago.
Okay, you don't want second.
I don't really use it too much. I just know that I have a Yelp page out there. My main source of work I get right now is from Angie's.
Got it. Yeah, and I'm telling you, if Angie's working, if that's working good for you, I mean, you're gonna love Google. I know for a fact, right? Just because, once again,
if Google will work better for me than Angie's, then I'm all for it.
Oh, it will. I mean, well, here's the thing. Okay, let's think about this right now, Matthew. Right, when you are looking for a service yourself, let's say you have a flat tire, where do you usually search?
Google.
Exactly, right? So you might use Yelp. I mean, there's a group there. They're the Yelpers, right? I'm not one of them. I use Yelp more for food, just to be honest with you. Right? That's why it was created, that application, for food and restaurants and reviews and all that, for that type of industry. But when it comes to everything else, if I'm looking for a plumber, if I'm looking for a landscaper, if I'm looking to someone to fix my concrete driveway or whatever the case may be, I'm looking on Google. And here's another thing I want you to understand. When you get referrals, right? Because I'm pretty sure you've got referrals before, right? Someone that has recommended your services?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So those referrals, guess what is the first thing they're going to do? They're going to look you up online. Hands down, right? They're going to look up your number, or they're going to look up the name of your company, and then they're going to look you up online. And if you don't have any online presence, or the chances of them trying to do business with you are going to be slim to none, right? For the most part, unless it's someone that's been referred, like your best friend referred them, or whatever the case may be. But when it comes to this, people are going to look you up, and once they see that you're on Google, once they see your website, they're going to say, hey, man, this guy's well-established professional. I'm definitely going to do business with him, right? So, yeah, Google definitely work better than Angie's and HomeAdvisor. And, just to let you know, they use Google themselves to purchase these leads or purchase the listing, and then they're selling the leads to you and your competitor, right? So what you would be doing essentially in the near future, you would be cutting out the middleman, right, and going through Google directly.
Right.
That's essentially what's going to happen. And then you would no longer need those types of services. Now, if you wanted a pay-per-lead service, once again, where it would be at would be the Google Guarantee Program. That program is ridiculous. I love it. Been here for 7 years. I've been selling that program for about 2 years now. And, I mean, the results, it's a 95% retention rate. And not only that, but if there's any bogus leads, they get filtered out. And if one slips through the crack, for whatever reason, it does happen, then you're going to get reimbursed for that lead. Like, we'll dispute that lead through Google, and you're going to get that credited back to your lead bank. That's what it's called. So, it's a win-win situation. Like, the customer feels like they're doing business with a professional. You're getting the right customers looking for your services, and, it's great how it works. But that's something that we can do in the near future. Matthew, do you have an email where like business email or a personal email for the company?
Business email.
Okay. What is that email?
It's Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y,
okay.
electricalsolutions@gmail.com.
Solutions, okay. Solutions@gmail. Say you're even using Google yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then, as far as the number that you want to be listed on Google, I mean, that's this number, the 207, right? Just want to confirm. So.
Yep, 207-749-3199.
Right. And what we're going to do is we're going to get you verified. It's a PIN verification or Google verification, the way that however they're going to do it. But I have a street address of 30 Garfield Street, Westbrook, Maine, right? Is that 04092?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. And then, so as far as like your business hours of operation, what would you say that you would want to be listed under, what hours and what days?
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m.
Okay.
to 5 p.m.
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay. And you don't want any calls on the weekends? All right.
If it's an emergency, then I'll take
Oh.
weekends.
Okay, so, all right, so we could put something like this. Let me know what you think. So we could put hours of operation, you said Monday through Friday, and you said what, 8 a.m.?
Yep, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then we can list, we could put Saturday, Sunday emergency service calls. Yeah? How about that?
Yep, I like that.
Okay, service calls. Yeah, because in that you can also charge maybe an emergency rate for that, right? Like, or whatever, or if maybe even like different hours too. But okay, we'll do that. And then, so as far as the keywords, right? So when we do a client onboarding call, we're gonna have the technician look at different keywords and what's being searched in the area, but you know, I could put you for just looking up here in our Google Analytics, like circuit breaker installation, electrical installation or replacement, electrical panel, wire installation, generator installation, light fixture repair. Do you do like EV stations as well or no?
I don't do EV stations. I just do the at-home EV chargers for like Tesla other EV chargers out there.
How would those be listed? Just would they be like home EV residential chargers, right? So,
yeah.
I'll have the technician look exactly how they're being like looked up on Google. So that's not an issue. Charging charger. Okay. All right. Are you a fan of those Teslas by chance?
Am I what?
A fan of the Teslas, like the.
Personally, no. I mean, yes, they're a good vehicle, but okay. I wouldn't personally get one.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't either. It's not my cup of tea. I think I'm gonna stay gas for the rest of my life. That's if they don't ban them or anything.
I mean, being an electrician, like, yeah, I guess I should be all for it, but. They're not where they need to be, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel that, I think they're going to get to a point where it evolves and it speeds up the charging pace. But I just feel like, you know, the mileage that you get for the battery life and then just if you have an emergency or whatever, you go to the gas stations up in 24 hours. 2 minutes and you're good, right? Like if you're in a hurry, in a rush, if your car is dead and you know, like, what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
that's like, exactly. It's like, it's just like, it makes sense. If you have like, I don't know, I'm just kind of up in the air about it, but like, I feel like it's not quite there yet, but once it gets perfected, I think it'll be good. But also I've heard a lot of things where they to manufacture those batteries into whatever they, like, it takes a lot of like fossil fuel to do all that. Like, so it's kind of the whole saving the environment. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of controversial, I guess. So. You know,
like, I'm a truck guy. Like, I own a Silverado, and
that's where
I do my work at. And like the Tesla Cybertruck doesn't even come close to comparison for a Silverado.
I love Chevy trucks. I'll take Chevy over Ford or even like the Rams and stuff. I love how they look too. But yeah, for sure, the Cybertruck. I mean, that thing's more for looks. You're not really gonna haul anything with that. Like, you know, it's like.
I think it's for looks. I think it looks ridiculous.
I don't think it's for looks either. I think it's just people want to just be different. I don't know, but it's an ugly looking car. By far the ugliest car they actually made. It's crazy. All right. So I put some of the services here down, and then as far as you know, the license and insure, and so you'd be able to provide that, right? If Google was asking for that.
Yep.
Okay. And then I did want to ask as far as the service area. Now, what are some of the cities you really want to hyper target for when people are looking for your services?
Portland,
Portland, Maine.
Okay.
Westbrook, Scarborough, Gorham, Standish, Saco, Biddeford, Kennebunk. What else is near me?
Okay.
Did I say Standish already?
No.
We'll put Standish down.
Okay.
Pretty much, you know, the area's close to the Portland area. That's...
Got it.
That's my field right there.
Okay. I can do that. And then... And... Okay. Yeah, so we can definitely do that. Yeah, I got a couple here. All right. And then as far as your Facebook business page, let's see. I was able to find – okay, I found it. So, yeah, you do have a Facebook business. So, once again, what we're going to do with that is we're going to get you retargeting ads. And then basically when people are searching other platforms, they're going to retarget an ad, which is – I love that. It's pretty crazy how – at first I thought people were listening to me, but it's like – but I mean, I have an Amazon Alexa, so I don't wonder why. So we got that. And then for your website that we're going to build for you, as far as the logo, you're going to use your logo, do you have, like, pictures of before and afters or videos that you would like to have for your website?
Yep. Most of the photos I have right now are already on my Facebook page.
Okay. Okay.
I do have a couple more that are currently on there.
Okay. All right. And then as far as when you take payments from clients, do you want to integrate, like, payment through your website, or is that something you just rather just not do, just have them pay you, like, in person?
I prefer paid in person, because I know, like, taking card over the phone or whatever, there's a fee, and that turns out to be a headache.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, I agree with that. So a lot of people, they have those integrated with PayPal and Zelle and all that stuff, but, yeah, we most definitely do that for you. That's not a problem. Got that. And then you said you got that. Got that, okay. Your Yelp listing, I see there, and then we're going to create you a listing on Bing, too, and then get you programmed into Apple Maps, which is for the iPhone users. We'll do that as well. Okay. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to look for a client onboarding call. So once again, for the client onboarding call, it's about 30 minutes to 45 minutes. They block off an hour, but the reason why we block off, you know, that time frame an hour is just if you have any questions or concerns or whatever the case may be regarding the programming or the Google verification process. During that time, once again, it's just, you know, if you have any pictures or any of the things you want to add to your website when you speak to the technician, you could definitely have that ready for them. If you don't, that's fine. They'll send you links where you can provide those for you, and then before it gets published, they'll send you how your website's going to look, and then you can make alterations. And also, you can edit your website yourself, too, which we have that capability through the app or through your client dashboard. So you're going to have a dashboard where you're going to see everything, like, to the T, what's going on with your campaign. So there's no, you know, you have full access to any of this. Now, we do have a client onboarding call. Give me one second. Do you have time today to do that?
Could we do it tomorrow? Or Monday would work better for me.
Yeah, we can definitely we can do it on Monday. Monday I have an open schedule. Give me one second. All right. Yeah, so Monday I do have a full schedule. And then, you know, it could be for in the morning. What would you prefer, morning, evening, or afternoon or evening? What works best for you?
Is this for Monday? Or did you say
Monday
is full for you?
No. Monday I have completely open. Yeah, I don't have any.
Oh, okay.
Well, we do have a few there, but like we can schedule up to 3 client onboarding calls per hour, because each technician takes their time to look up, you know, the look up the information for each client. So, but I do have, you know, and we start the client onboarding calls at 10 a.m. So 10 all the way till 7 p.m. So
I can do 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Okay, 10 a.m. I'll put you down for that, and then I'll send you a confirmation for that client onboarding call. Okay, just 1 second. Okay. Okay. All right. So, got that for you. Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. All right, so everything's pretty much ready to go. So what we need to do is just need to secure the listing, and then also I'm going to read you what's called a voice verification, just to, for your protection. That's for Google's requirements too, that everything's month-to-month, no contracts. But in order to secure the payment of the $398, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Visa.
Okay, so I'll read the card back to you, and then before I process anything, we have to go through that voice verification, and then you're going to have your terms and conditions sent to you in writing and access to your client dashboard as well. So, but whenever you're ready, I'll take those numbers and read them back to you, 14 or 4 numbers at a time.
Yep, 4115.
Okay.
4800. 1005.
Okay.
8160.
Okay, and it's asking for the expiration month and year, and then security code.
0629.
Okay. All right.
360.
Okay, so I'll read it back to you here. I got 4115. I got 4800, I got 1005, I got 8160, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so now I have to read this voice verification. So this voice verification is basically for your protection, and basically outline exactly what we're going to do for you. Once again, if there's anything you don't understand, feel free to say, hey, Chris, I don't understand this, and I'll repeat it to you. This is, once again, a requirement for us to, you know, disclose to you, so that way you know exactly what you're going to receive with this service. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It's asking to ensure the accuracy of your order. Please state the name of your business.
I'm sorry, yeah. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, it's just asking to state the name of your business.
MK Electric.
Gotcha. It says, please state your name and the title within the business.
Oh, okay. So Matthew Kelly.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
Gotcha. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, it's asking, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls or emails or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it's also saying, as a result of increased visibility, I need to advise you that you may be getting calls from other companies or third-party vendors completely unrelated to Local Splash. Now, we do provide you a security question, and the security question is to make sure that we're calling you and, you know, it's us, right? So if If they don't know that security question, then, you know, please, you can hang up and just not even proceed. But when we call you for account purposes or whatever the case may be, we're going to let you know, hey, you're going to ask for the security question, and they have to have the answer. So there's three questions that we choose from: your mother's maiden name, your pet's first name, or the city you were born in.
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay, so I'll choose that as a security question, and I'll just type that in real quick. Okay, and then what is the answer to the, your, what is your mother's maiden name?
It's T-I-B-B-E-T-T-S.
Tibbetts, okay, gotcha. All right, so we'll do that as a security question. So if they ask you, or they say they're at the local spot, you ask for a security question, they should be able to give it to you. So that's a part of your you know, for security purposes. Now, as part of the verification process, it is essential that local SPOSH receives the required business documents in a timely manner. So basically, once again, there's different ways of verifying you with Google. Either they're going to ask you for the business license, proof of insurance. They might ask you for, you know, a picture of your tools or a picture of a work truck or even a business card. I mean, there's just different ways that they do it depending on the industry and area. So are you, you know, are you okay with providing that within the first 7 days of the account?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So that's just to get you there. Once again, the faster we have these items or these requirement docs, the faster we're going to get you ranking on Google. Now, it says your payment for the initial account setup will be charged, and then today is the 12th, and it's going to be for the low amount of $398. So that's a one-time $99 setup fee for the programming, and then each month it would be just $299. So you can discontinue your agreement at any time, and then you're going to you're going to get our customer support number. So I'll text that over to you right now so you can have that. All we ask is that you call us 3 days before the next billing is due. So I would say the 9th of next month, right, let's just say, or the 9th of any month that you wish to cancel. So do you agree to the terms and conditions of that? Okay, awesome. So I just sent you a couple things right now as, you know, I just want to make sure before we get off the phone, I want to do a couple things here. Number one is, give me 1 second. All right, so did you receive an invoice by chance, your terms and conditions? It should be a text message and your email or email.
I got access to dashboard.
Nice. Okay, good. Did you get a welcome email?
Yes.
Okay, great. That's good. So, good. So you already got that welcome email. And then I'm also going to get your client onboarding call. We said we're going to do it on Monday at 10 a.m. So we'll have that confirmation here in the next minute or so. And we'll do that. Client interviews, let's do that. For Monday, we said, okay, so I'll add that for Monday. So Monday's going to be the 15th, 10 a.m. Okay. Putting that there. And then for that client onboarding call, it, once again, you know, if you have things ready for the website, like pictures, once again, the technician will send you links. You can send it directly to those links. But just if you can have those items kind of ready, so that way we can speed up the process and get you going for your website as well, right? If there's any other cities that come up or any other keywords that you think of, the technicians are going to do their homework today before the call on Monday, and they're just going to make sure that they have any other keywords or any other suggestions that we can make, so that way you're coming up the right way on the first page of Google. So just want to give you a heads up on that. Local SPOSH. And then I'm going to send you that confirmation in just 1 second. and then you'll let me know if you have received that before. Let's see. There you are. And okay. So, yep, I just I just sent it to you. So let me know if you got a. It should be through your email. It'll say local splash. It's a reminder.
Invitation.
Yep, there you go. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay. And then I'll just reply for yes.
Yeah, you can reply for yes, and then that's going to be on Monday at 10 a.m. So once again, the last thing to just recap, when you have that client onboarding call, just have those things ready, pictures, logo, everything ready for your website. They're going to go through that. They're going to go through other options as well if you're interested in those options, like a greeting and stuff like that. So you'd let the technician know. They're going to go over keywords. They're going to go over service areas. They're basically going to go through all that. If anything comes up during that client interview, please let the technician know. Or if anything comes up before that, you can always send me a message. Say, hey, Chris, can we reschedule? I got busy, tied up with a job, whatever the case may be, and we can always reschedule it for later on that day. So I want to be the first one to welcome you. I think this is going to be absolutely good for you. Once again, once we get your ranking on Google, the next step I would recommend, highly recommend, would be the Google Guaranteed, and that's a killer program. But once you kind of get things going with Google and their Google Business Profile, I think that would be the next step. But other than that, I thank you for giving me the time out of your day. If there's anything that comes up, please feel free to reach out to me, and I'll be able to get back to you as quickly as possible. But so far, so good. Any other questions or concerns?
Nope, I don't have any other questions.
Okay, awesome. And then I'm also, just what I did too, is I sent you my direct phone number too with my extension. You have the customer service and the email number, so it's basically the same number. It's the 877-635-6225. My extension is 247. So I just send you a text message. If you need to get a hold of me, you can. Just letting you know right now off the bat, I'm not a technician, so when it comes to any programming stuff, I'm very limited with that, but when it comes to any of the questions regarding to what we offer and everything, that's all me, okay? So just wanted to throw that out there.
I appreciate it very much. All right.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you. We'll speak to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, and if you watch that fight, it's going to be a pretty big fight. So, I know I enjoy it. All right. Well, thank you so much. Let me know.
Well, you have a great weekend as well.
Thank you. I'll talk to you next week. Okay, bye-bye.